title, A Low Significance Measurement of the Kesey-Toum Scaling Relation from Wiener-Filtered Simulated CMB Maps. This paper investigates how to measure the kinetic Sunyaev-Zeldovich effect, a faint imprint left on the cosmic microwave background when photons scatter off free electrons in moving galaxy clusters. The goal is to constrain the tau m scaling relation, which tells us how the total electron content of a cluster scales with its mass. We ran three iterations of analysis on a synthetic ACT DR6-like dataset, a 10 by 10 degree sky patch with 5,000 halos, a 1.4 arc minute beam, and 10 microkelvin arc minute noise. In iteration zero, we tried global Wiener filtering to subtract the primary CMB before measuring the KSZ signal. The filter completely failed. It removed 97.9% of the KSZ signal along with the CMB, giving a transfer function of negative 0.021. No detection was possible. In iteration one, we abandoned CMB subtraction and applied the pairwise KSZ estimator directly on the raw map. Since the CMB is uncorrelated with halo positions, it averages out statistically. This gave a detection at signal-to-noise ratio of 3.78, with a chi-squared of 115, confirming a real signal. The tau-m slope recovered was 0.47, somewhat shallower than the theoretical two-thirds, due to beam dilution. In iteration two, we added mass-dependent pair weighting, attempted velocity field reconstruction using linear theory, and increased jackknife resampling to 200 subregions. The velocity reconstruction failed entirely. The correlation with true velocities was negative 0.026 because 5,000 halos over 100 square degrees is too sparse to resolve coherent large-scale flows. Using ground truth velocities, we obtained a marginal 1.56 sigma detection and a slope of 0.38 plus or minus 7.23. The key takeaway, the pairwise KSZ estimator is sound, but precision constraints on the tau-m relation require significantly denser spectroscopic catalogs on the order of tens of thousands of tracers and lower noise levels than those available in this simulation. Future work should combine matched filtering with stacked radial profiles and maximum likelihood estimation to extract more signal from existing data.